Am I recording too?
Let me get. Huh? Always record.
I guess I'm recording too. Hello and welcome to episode 64 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
We're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. I think I'm recording this. I'm not sure. It didn't give me the option. I could stop, pause it, or stop it.
Then you're recording. Well. If you've got those two options, then you're recording.
That's what I thought, but I didn't actually hit the button. It just changed when you hit record. Anyway, we got a couple extra people today, apparently. I guess you let them go ahead and lick it up in advance and didn't tell them what they were going to be doing. You going to introduce them?
I have my fearless wife over here, Kathy. You see your hand waving?
I do.
And then this is Isaac, a Navy buddy of mine. So we continue the theme of Go Navy on the podcast.
A lot of Navy vets.
Yep.
Not hard to find Navy vets that drink.
Not at all. Especially when you're in Pensacola.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry. Anyway. I got some crap in here that I don't really care about. Some dude lit his house on fire because the state tried to cut his grass. Sounded interesting, but then the meat and potatoes for real. It's what happened to Virginia, New York, New Jersey?
Yeah,
that was all big deal shit that kind of eclipsed any of these small town things that happened. You know what I mean? It's even eclipsing the Rittenhouse trial, which is going to be a huge indication of, you know, how society's going, I think.
Yeah.
You've been following up on that?
Not really.
Oh, man. The prosecution's making the defense's case. It's just like the Zimmerman trial. And the company's like, oh, so he only shot the guy because he tried to kill him? Then the guy that the prosecution brings up is like, yeah. He's like, fuck you, I'm going to kill you. Like, oh. Anyway, I swear they just have him on trial to stop people from rioting.
Uh-huh.
Well, they called him a white supremacist and a white nationalist. He was just there to shoot black people, but everyone he shot was white. And the first one was a 5-time convicted pedophile.
The Democrat police.
Yeah. Rosenbaum. I don't know. This is being glossed over by a lot of stuff. You can find stuff about the Rittenhouse online if you go looking for it, but I haven't seen anything about this trial on the news except for CNN and MSNBC doing retractions about a whole bunch of crap they published months ago.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's my piece on that. We can move on from there. I had to bring it up because there's too much to just gloss over, and there's too much to actually sit down and talk about without video and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, for anybody that's been living under their head in the sand for the last week, the Republicans had a major upset happen in the blue state of Virginia, where we took back the governor's office, the lieutenant governor's office, and the attorney general's office. First time this has happened since 2009.
Yes.
We as in who?
The Virginians.
You mean the Republican Party. And I was going to say the same thing. What do you mean we?
We as in who? Like, the people we...
And what's interesting is, another interesting aspect is that the lieutenant governor is a black female Republican.
Not first. African-American.
Yes, African-American.
No, black, not African-American. Color.
Likes guns
and she loves guns.
Yeah, I've seen that picture everywhere.
And then the other guy was I think of Cuban descent.
Yep.
His family's of Cuban descent.
Well, didn't Joy Behar and Rachel Maddow tell us that it was white women being racist why the Republicans won? So what do they do when elected people of color?
Right.
It's, oh my God. And what's funny is how long we've been talking about this, though, that the suburban moms are going to be pissed when they find out what their kids are being taught, because now they're finally seeing it on Zoom. And they got pissed. We've been talking about this for a while, and you know, and here they are. Yeah, the I believe the term is the chickens or the hens are coming home to roost or whatever. I don't know. I'm not related to myself. I can't remember those colloquialisms. I don't know. Interesting stuff. The lieutenant governor, she's Jamaican descent, right?
Yes,
actually right. Jamaica.
Yeah.
She was born over there.
But I mean, if Kamala Harris can be African American, so can she.
Well, no, Kamala actually, she's Haitian and
Jamaican.
Oh, and Jamaican, so it's not even any she's African.
Indian and Jamaica.
Oh, that's right, Indian.
Indian, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Not feather.
No. So she's not even Christian, so.
Not Elizabeth Warren, Indian.
Nice. The whitest woman on the planet. No, that's the best part is the average human is more Neanderthal than Elizabeth Warren is Native American. That makes me laugh so hard.
Says she was a devil dog as well.
Oh, she was in the Marines?
She was in the Marines.
Yeah, as I was saying, Elizabeth Warren said she was a Marine?
No.
Oh, yeah. No. This lieutenant governor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lieutenant governor,
yeah. I didn't know you guys voted for your lieutenant governor.
Yeah, we do.
I thought that was like a VP type thing that came with.
No,
we vote usually for lieutenant governor. It's pretty much just a figurehead position. They preside over the Senate, break ties. They can't introduce any legislation.
Yeah, same idea as a VP.
In case something happens to the governor. So.
Yeah, same idea as the vice president.
Yeah.
But a lot of states do it. They come as a package deal, just like the president. No, and the VP we do come it separately. That's interesting. I've never thought of doing it that way.
Yeah, sometimes you end up with a Democrat governor and a Republican vice president in Virginia. It's rare, but it happens.
I wouldn't know when that would have happened. They've had Democrats have had the governorship since 2009, right?
Yeah. But usually everybody bought a vote down ticket, so
that was under Obama, I believe.
They messed up when they raised the gas prices.
Biden did it.
Yo, what are you drinking? Are you drinking Long Island Stew?
No, I've got a.
Oh, thank God.
A rum and Coke in a mason jar.
Yeah, I saw the mason jar. I was like, if you're drinking Long Islands that are that big, I was like, you're going to get blasted.
No, he was drinking. I have tea, but it's not alcoholic. And he was joking about that.
Since 9 this morning.
I've been drinking since 9 this morning.
I haven't. I usually start between 10 and noon on the day of a show just because like I go out with my buddies and have a pitcher and then go do something at home, then have a couple beers later. And by the time I get to the show, it's been like a dozen beers over the day.
How's that, Brian?
No.
Well, you still don't control yourself until you sit down and drink three more, like in a row. Then all of a sudden you're like, what the hell is going on? And I black out the whole show.
It's good for hydration. Now you're supposed to stay hydrated.
I don't think my liver's liking it so much.
No, probably not.
They're screaming
at you. What do we got left of it?
Your kidneys are screaming at you too.
Why do you think I reproduced? Now I have an organ farm.
What?
He has an organ farm.
It's an organ farm. That's why he reproduces.
All right. We can get into the Democrat thing, but I do want to touch on this California thing first. By 2024, small gasoline powered engines are going to be illegal in California. And I know a lot of people might be thinking like, oh, so what? You can get an electric lawnmower, an electric weed whacker, an electric chainsaw. I understand that argument, but this includes generators. So what happens when a storm happens, which they happen a lot in California, and fires, and now you don't have a generator or an emergency pump to keep your house from flooding or to keep the lights on and the heat on in the middle of the winter or, you know, the AC on in the middle of the summer. This sounds like a giant mistake that was not thought through.
Like anything Democrats do?
Is that?
It's like anything Democrats do.
There's a sense that it would be like
There'd be no generators. You wouldn't have it. It had to be battery powered. You wouldn't be able to have an electric generator.
You could have batteries.
Yes.
Yeah, and batteries don't hold charge. You have to keep them continuously charging. Well, yeah, an alternator, but that's how a generator works.
That's crazy.
It's a good idea, fairies. They're everywhere.
Now, I'm not sure if they're going to. It says banning. I only read half the article. I should have read the whole thing. I usually do. I'm not sure if they're going to say the one you already have is illegal, or if you just can't buy them anymore.
I don't know.
What if they stop the gas? No more gas sale in California.
Well, no, you can still have cars and everything else that are run on gasoline.
No, like gas station. Like, you know what? We're not going to have no more gas station. So
that'd be an interesting way to get their entire agenda across real quickly. Just outlaw like, gasoline.
No, like you cannot put no more new gas stations. If your gas tank like in ground leaks or anything like that, you cannot replenish it. You have to cancel it. Like you have to, so it's going to be less and less gas station.
Because sooner or later something's going to leak.
They're going to ban the sales, it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can still own it. Like if you have a generator or a scooter.
a state right next to
it. Well, yeah, that sounds easy if you're in a place like Massachusetts, but California might be hundreds of miles to go get a generator.
If your car can make it that far.
So what we need to do then.
Amazon it.
So what we need to do is, drive to Arizona or fly to Arizona, rent a U-Haul, buy a butt ton of generators, and just drive as far west as we can and sell them to everyone. Yep. And then we get arrested for price gouging.
Mm-hmm.
Just Amazon it.
If we got arrested, we'd get arrested for smuggling and all sorts of stuff, too.
Smuggling generators.
Might as well just do cigarettes, then.
No, exactly. If we're gonna get caught smuggling them, we may as well do cigarettes from Virginia.
Why? So you could get choked to death by a cop?
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. that small engine thing really bothers me. I think it's going to be an issue. And I didn't get that from our typical news sources. It's an automotive news source.
Yeah.
Our mode news source that I occasionally read because I like cars, you know? Usually I get crap like this from like Ben Shapiro or something, you know? Or I don't know. I don't even know where I get my news from, really. I have it all set up already in a feed the way I have it, like I like it to go.
But this is typical of California trying to make changes in their state that they know full well because they're such a large state. That it'll ripple across the state. They're the reason why the mileage standards typically keep going up and up and up, or everybody has a catalytic converter. Because if it wasn't for California, we wouldn't have catalytic converters in the other 49 states.
Catalytic converters. Right. And those are great, actually. I mean, you reduce a little bit of horsepower and torque, but it's only a minimal amount. And really
somebody snatch, somebody steal you kind of like
a yeah. Million, until like, they, somebody, the thieves come along and steal them all because they can take them to the salvage yard and get hundreds of bucks for them.
Yeah, they're worth a couple of bucks. There's platinum, gold, iridium, palladium in those things. I took one apart once and I was like, I'm gonna separate the metals and everything. And,
oh boy.
Yeah, I tried to build a centrifuge. That I could heat up and melt the metals and have them separate by density, and it did not work the way I wanted it to. It went horribly wrong.
Whose car did you get it off of?
The neighbor next door is his new F-350 Super Duty. No, it was from my first car. It was an '82 Ford LTD.
That didn't have a catalytic converter.
Yeah, it did.
It was a hollow tube is what it was, probably.
Just about, actually. It was when they were just brand new. It was it was a little bit bigger, and it looked like a flex hose almost.
Yeah.
With a mesh, and there was it almost looked like fiberglass inside, but it was like interwoven different metals that were supposed to act as a filter. Not like a modern day K catalytic converter. Those things are crazy. That's why they're worth a ton of money.
Heard they used to put asbestos in the old ones.
They did. That was actually part of my issue when I tried to do my shit. Well, when you heat it up, asbestos eventually just, it's really good at retaining heat and not burning. But when it goes, all of a sudden it just goes and kind of explodes and splashes molten metal everywhere.
Yep.
No thanks.
Yeah, it went horribly wrong when that was spinning around very quickly.
So Ice Cube has decided to stand by his COVID non-vaccination rule and drop out of a movie.
Yeah, he was looking to make a couple million dollars too, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it was $3 million or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, I commend him for turning down $3 million to stand by his principles. I do. But the issue is that the average American trying to do this kind of stuff is having a lot more trouble than someone who's already worth millions of dollars, you know? Mm-hmm. But I do think it's awesome that he stuck by what he thinks. And if he said, you're not welcome, then he said, okay, then I'll go home.
Right, exactly, yeah. I mean, I don't know if we made it on the list, but just before they started the show, federal court system has already put a stay on the OSHA mandate rule. Okay, all
right. It's on the list, which actually is frustrating because I had a whole thing set up for that, and now we're just going to, like, we're going to go through everything I was pissed off about, and then say, oh, by the way, the court already said, fuck you, Joe Biden. I'm sorry. They said, let's go, Brandon.
Yes, they did. He's got a let's go, Brandon t-shirt. Isaac does.
I keep thinking about getting one, but I don't know if it's going to be popular enough so that it'll be remembered in the future.
Probably not.
But, I mean, it's even the boomers are doing it now. And it still hasn't gone away, which makes me think it might be around for a while. Because usually by the time they're making jokes on the late show, it's not really cool anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's the number one hit song right now.
And 2 and 5, I think.
Actually 1, 2, and 3. They kick Adele to number 4 spot.
Oh, Fancy like moved down?
Yeah. No, Adele. Adele, like, she had a song.
Oh, no, there was that country song, Fancy Like, that was right near the top on the Apple charts for a while. Oh, yeah. No, Fancy Like, iTunes. Applebee's on a date night. The daughter loves that song. She even does a honky-tonk dance, like rolling her hands back, which, like, she's doing the I'm White Kid dance thing. It's pretty funny.
Does she dance like Greta Thunberg?
No. And by the way, Greta keeps saying that we're all being selfish, and how dare you? How dare you? Well, she's being selfish. Is she going to share any of them extra chromosomes? Anyone who didn't get that joke, I'm sorry. Anyone who did get that joke, I'm really sorry.
I'm really sorry. So I guess, going back to Ice Cube, he said, oh, hell no.
Yeah. Was that an actual quote?
Oh, hell no was the actual movie he was going to be in, too, though. It was called Oh, Hell No.
Oh, nice.
So I guess he said, oh, hell no.
To Oh, Hell No movie.
That's even better.
It's supposed to be Jack Black in there, too.
Yeah. Interesting what they would do together.
I know, in Hawaii as well.
Ice Cube, honestly, though, he's been more malleable, not malleable, more flexible as an actor than I would have thought originally.
Well, he'd been doing a lot of family-friendly movies.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I think Ice Cube, I still think Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I still hear NWA. Brian, you know I know my NWA.
Oh, yeah.
It was $9 million payday is what he turned down, actually.
$9 million.
Damn. $9 million.
That's a lot of money to say no thank you.
It's a lot of great. Oh, hell no, is what he said.
He said, oh, that might be the name of the show. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. Actually, it might be, especially with this whole OSHA thing that just happened. And Virginia. No, and the entire country just told the Democrats, we've had enough of your bullshit. Oh, hell no. I think Brian's right here.
the one that took me by real surprise in New Jersey, like it was almost a Republican state, you know. And
yeah, but at 3 a.m., they just happened to get enough votes to win.
Oh, but isn't it in the margin of error? Isn't it they in the are you doing a recount?
There are.
There's no automatic recount in Virginia. In New Jersey.
New Jersey? Okay.
Yeah, he has to file paperwork. It will be approved, but it's not an automatic.
Well, you might forget.
You will. And the one that really surprised me after that is the trucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the
guy that spent $153 on the campaign?
Yeah, he corrected. He spent $153 for the primary and $5,000 for the race.
Oh.
Yeah, that's still news to me. Yeah, and apparently somehow on Friday they found 12,000 ballots somewhere to unsee him.
Oh yeah, of course they will or did. Yeah. Just for anyone who may not have heard this, the Democrat incumbent had been in the office. No, that was a different one. Never mind. That was the one in Buffalo. Sorry. This dude was a truck driver for like a furniture company. He just had enough. And he's like, I'm just gonna put my name on the ballot. And you know, he said, I'm a real person. I'm not just gonna lie to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was going up against an AOC sponsored person.
Yes, and he's the president of the New York State Senate.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he's like, I can't believe this. And they're like, so what do you do? He's like, I have no idea what to do. I guess I'll find out what my job is when my first day I show up. I think this is good, but at the same time, I think that's what Congress is for, not the Senate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just me, I'd like to see the Senate go back to what it used to be when the Senate was doctors and lawyers and the Congress was welders and plumbers. And photographers and landscapers, you know what I mean?
Right.
People.
Well, I like the way that seems to make more sense to me is you have the representation from the very successful and well-educated. And then you have common folk that get a say. I thought that was the whole freaking point of this, the Senate and the Congress.
At least do like 2 or 3 terms as a delegate, then go for Senate. And I'll be okay with that.
Yeah.
To be as a senator, a state senator.
But dude has every right to run. And, you know, whoever the people put in place, that's who's going to do the job. And I think that's pretty badass. So what, he paid $5,193 or something like that total to become a senator in the state of New York?
In the Jersey. And the other guy paid millions of dollars for the campaign.
Well, he didn't pay. Let's get real.
His donors paid.
Yeah, he paid the $153, and that was for like donuts and coffee to talk to people to get donated money too.
Which they love Dunkin' Donuts up there.
No, yeah. Oh, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. The end of the universe is in my town. It's within a mile of my house.
Because you don't have enough Dunkin' Donuts.
Can you imagine walking out of a Dunkin' Donuts, right, and looking across the street? What's the last thing you could possibly think that would be across the street?
A Dunkin' Donuts.
Another Dunkin' Donuts. All of the time. Within a mile of my house, I walk out from a Dunkin' Donuts, and there's a Dunkin' Donuts across the street.
Because that's for traffic going the other way. Traffic going the other way. You gotta be able to get it on both sides.
It almost seems like the way it's going, because it is right next to the highway. But
yeah.
One's the freestanding one that's like actually makes the donuts and delivers them to everyone else in the area. Okay. And the one across the street is inside of a mobile
gas station. Yeah.
So yeah, to be fair, but it's still a Dunkin' Donuts across the street from a Dunkin' Donuts. And there's still lines around the corners trying to get their coffee every day.
Everybody loves Double D's.
I got like 5 7-Elevens in here within like 3 mile distance. Yeah.
Yeah, just as good as 7-Elevens in Virginia, though. They're
the places I was eating them. Florida, so.
Circle K in Florida,
Circle K.
You know what I'm missing from Pensacola? So Howie Burgers. Howie Pizzas. The Howie's.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good pizza from that place.
The question is, how do you drink your Dunkin' Donuts?
You can't even get a Dunkin' Donut at Dunkin' Donuts anymore. They used to actually have them. There was a little extra like nub on your plain donut that stuck out so you could hold it, dunk it in your coffee.
Yeah, they don't do that.
They don't, you can't get the ones with the handle anymore.
Can't move the handle.
That's what we always called it. It's a donut with a handle for dunking in your coffee.
Well, I mean, that's like Little Caesar's Pizza, you know? Their pizza motto was because they used to give away a pizza when you bought a pizza.
Yeah. You were just buying the pizza for half as much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean.
Because y'all went from politics to talking about pizzas and donuts.
That's what we do.
No, that's actually what we do every time.
Hey, Brad, while you're down there, you should have some Whataburgers.
Oh, yeah.
He had one last time he came. He hasn't done it yet.
They got a burger with green chilies on it now.
What? Man.
Yeah.
Whataburger.
I haven't had a Whataburger in a minute.
I know, I missed that place. Anyways.
Yeah, I want to get to this thing that happened in Buffalo.
Mm.
What happened? So there was this incumbent that got primaried AOC style by a socialist, just like AOC. And it looked like they were just going to walk in and win this election because they had a D next to their name. Some dude runs a write-in campaign. An actual write-in candidate won a position as mayor of Buffalo.
Yeah.
That's unheard of, right? Like, you never get a write-in candidate to win anything besides, like, small town kind of crap because no one voted besides, like, 12 people, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and Buffalo's not a small city either, you know? It's a pretty big...
the Buffalo wing.
Yeah, they invented the Buffalo.
So that was Byron Brown.
Yeah, Byron Brown.
Byron Brown, and in 2021, he left the Democratic Party.
Oh, so they, well, there you go. Well, how many, here's the question.
He became an independent.
That makes me want to ask us, did he leave the Democrat Party or did the Democrat Party leave him?
Yeah,
you know exactly. What I mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because isn't there a congressman in office right now who officially left the Democrat Party while he was in office?
Yeah, I think he might be in. He's in New Jersey, I think, or up that way.
Yeah.
I wish I had done more digging because usually I like to have these kind of tie-ins. But it's one thing to change your party and then run again. Dude was in office. Like, yeah, by the way, I'm not a Democrat anymore. And first thing I thought was your constituents might be pissed. You know, they voted for you. But anyway, I went off on a tangent like I do.
No, that was a good
one. Typical.
The peanut gallery needs to get a little bit closer to this microphone.
You see where that 19-year-old ran for New Jersey for school board?
No, I didn't.
No.
Yep. Egg Harbor, New Jersey. 19-year-old Nicholas Seppi ran against one of the school board members who had canceled his last year of high school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I actually did hear
about this. And he won by, like, a huge landslide.
Nice. Well, I think they need to add more, like, family parents to the school board instead of just having people that...
And the 19-year-old, you know, he just came... He's got... more experience. He just came from school, you know. He got like firsthand experience, you know.
Well, yeah,
that's a good point. If we know when you put people in charge of the school board that are 65, it's been a long time since they've dealt with the issues that teenagers deal with, and they're not the same that they were 50 years ago, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we had enough weird shit to deal with when we were teenagers, but at least we didn't have smartphones and internet to publish that crap when we were doing it.
No,
we didn't have to worry about the transgenders in our bathrooms, you know.
Oh, that's a, don't even talk about that.
That was last week's show.
That was last week's show about the butt raping boy in a skirt.
Yeah.
And his mom.
You hear about the mother?
The mom. Yes, the mom.
You hear about the mom?
I heard about the mom.
You didn't hear about the mom, Brian?
Uh-uh.
The mom trying to say, like, well, he already saw sex with her, but it's not rape. It's like, really? Well,
and then said, I'm sure it wasn't supposed to be sodomy.
Yeah, right?
What? She could have got away at any time and said something, but didn't. And I'm sure it was an accident. being in her butt, but yeah. It could have only been like 10 or 15 seconds. And I was like, that's are it. You really justifying butt rape in a bathroom?
That's insane.
Glad she's not on the school board.
She looked like she could be in the school board. She got she color may, hair and stuff like that.
She may as well have been.
Yeah.
There have been official apologies, but no one's resigned, have they?
No.
No. No, of course not.
Well, that's one of the reasons Junkin won the election is because it was Loudoun County, you know, really, he was able to put use that issue to, you know, get the parents involved, and the parents, you know, realize what crazy things are going on in different school systems, and they, you know, decided to vote, you know, how they decided to vote.
I thought because McAuliffe at the end, like, you know what, we got too many white teachers and stuff, so I guess they want to get fired.
No, well, not just that. McAuliffe said that parents shouldn't have any say in what their kids had taught, and then he doubled down when they gave him a chance to, like, pull back a little bit, and he doubled down.
Yep.
Yeah. Mistake. And then said, we're going to fire all the white teachers because, you know, he's like, I understand you're trying to be diverse, but maybe you're going to do a diversity quota, you don't fire people for it. It's as you hire new people, you make, right. You know what I mean? You make sure it's more diverse.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, well, why are you going to hire diverse when you can just hire the more qualified?
That's what it should be. It should have nothing to do
with your color.
If
you're going to do diverse, will you be okay flying a plane by a pilot that's not white? Like, now you're going to be questioning, did this guy barely pass it, or is he actually qualified to fly this thing? Well,
I hear what you're saying. You always wonder if that brain surgeon was a diversity hire.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. It's always at least in the back of your head.
If you lower the standards, if you keep the standard high, you're not.
They're not necessarily lowering the standard. They're just. I'm just going to play devil's advocate because I don't agree with it necessarily, but I'm going to try to make the point. Is that there's a whole group of people, and this guy might be a little bit better, and in these different groups, this woman might be a little bit better here. He said, make it a point to get the different groups of people versus the same. So even if this dude. Well, this young lady isn't quite as qualified. They have a unique perspective on how stuff works that might be able to help. And I get that argument. As long as they're qualified to do the job, that's the key, is right. Qualified to do the job.
It doesn't matter what.
And that's what they're trying to say, is as long as they're qualified, maybe we should be more diverse. And I get that argument. I do. But at the same time, if you're going to pay someone, you want to pay for the best. Right?
Right.
You don't want the most. So you want the most qualified.
Yeah, you don't want adequate. You want the person. Because if you're hiring someone, you're expecting to make money on this, right?
Yeah.
I'm investing in this person to make a product or sell a product or represent a product that I'm selling. Or else, why would you hire people other than to make money?
Smash that like button. Buy our merch.
That's right. Imaginary merch.
Hit that.
It's coming.
Hit the rumble button. And everyone needs to get their thirsty shirt ready.
Hey, we need the bursary purchase, please. Any person out there, we don't care what color you are, just buy a merch.
Yeah, your money's all green to me.
Purchase.
Actually, I'm putting away a couple bucks. I say a couple bucks, 10 bucks a week.
Okay.
Right now.
To buy more beer?
Yeah, well, no, I buy the beer. I'm already buying the beer. That's already in the budget.
But
to make some merch.
We should bring the donut. We should make a shirt say, bring the donuts with the handle.
Double D's the way we like it. The way I like it.
Well, we could do Teesprings. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them.
I am,
Yeah.
We could do Teesprings, but I work in a print press.
Right.
And I'd like to make my own merch. I just have to buy some T-shirts, basically. And then
probably be a lot better with you than Teesprings. So.
Probably.
See, there we go, man. Diversity hire. Why are we going to hire Jeffrey? We can hire Teespring. Quality, guys. Quality.
Exactly.
Well, if you buy our merch, you're getting nothing but America's finest.
Actually, that's a good point. American made.
Oh, shit.
Well, I was actually going to, I wasn't going to do it on my own. I was going to do it through the company and just get the employee discount, which would, we would be contributing to American jobs.
Embezzlement.
Well, no, and it'll help pay our, actually, not even our beer budget. Because like we said, that's already in the budget. It might pay for our next year's subscription on Podbean. Yeah.
What, is it like $5 a year?
No, it's a lot higher than that now. Right. I can't talk about it right now. Kathy's in the room.
Yeah, he can't talk about that
with me
in the room.
Oh, okay. We do a budget meeting another day. A budget meeting the other day.
I threw some money at you last time.
Yeah, both of you did, yeah.
Yeah. All right. It does suck a little bit that we have to pay for a subscription space over there, though.
But it's a lot. We get a lot more out of it than we were getting before. There's a lot. I mean, it's a lot easier to track our listeners and where they're coming from and stuff like that.
Yeah, India.
No, we've got people India. That listen in Australia, India, Canada.
What's wrong with these people?
We've got people from Australia.
Yeah, we've had an Australian on the show. We've had a transgender on the show.
The guy from that Down Under.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, we are. I don't know why we're not popular. Maybe it's because we're stupid and we suck.
we are internationally. That's why. We should change it. Renowned. We're internationally renowned.
Yeah, we're on multiple continents. Where we have diversity guests on. Chicks with dicks and such.
Oh, hell no.
Claire would agree with that title.
Well, she calls herself the dirty tranny.
Speaking of dicks and diversity.
Okay.
Do you know the comedian dicks? There? Ken Jeong. He's was born in Detroit.
Dr. Ken? Korean.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Ken. Guy,
you ever hear his joke when he talks about how he got into med school?
Nah.
He says small dick scholarship.
I believe that. I've seen what was it? What's the biggest one?
Gosh, Hangover.
Yeah,
Hangover. Yeah, and he jumps out of the trunk butt naked.
Yeah, he's running around.
Oh my god, I laughed so hard at that.
Dude, just imagine him like, man, I went to med school. Now I'm going to jump out of a trunk naked. You know, like.
No, actually, I've seen some articles from him. He liked medicine, but he had so much more fun doing movies and acting. Oh, yeah.
Well, comedy. He started with comedy, stand-up.
Yeah, he did a couple funny shows. He did Dr. Ken, which sucked. But did you guys see Community?
Yeah, yeah. He was really good in Community.
That came after like The Hangover, dude.
Yeah,
The Hangover is old.
Yeah, it is.
I was saying that's why he keeps acting because he likes.
Yeah,
acting.
No. But I saying
he's good
like,
at it.
Yeah,
he's good at it.
No, what I was saying like when he was in the trunk, like thinking like, oh my god, I went to med school and now I'm about to jump out of this trunk naked, you know, to be in a movie.
True, but I'm sure he was having fun doing it, or so he wouldn't.
He probably chose to do that.
I know, yeah. I know, but I just.
Because he's got to read the script before. He probably said, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's hilarious and you know
he's
like, it.
Yeah. Because he joked. He said when he got into college, he said he applied. And he's like, there's no way I'm getting in. He's like, I had like a 70-something. And they called him up. They said, you're in. And he's like, are you kidding me? And that's when he said, small dick scholarship, baby.
Very nice. But yeah, that's Steven Crowder. Matt and Blonde Show and No Agenda Show are using a clip from that show Community when Dr. Ken or Ken Jeong, excuse me, just yells gay. I think it's kind of funny, but Matt and Blonde have been doing it for a long time. Steven Crowder's been ripping off a lot of people lately, I've noticed, to include the No Agenda Show.
Has he started ripping us off yet?
Ripping us off?
Yeah.
For what? But they're going to steal our ideas. They wait 6 months and then say the same things that we said anyway. What was my whole malaria pill thing? They're approving a fourth shot for certain people now.
Ivermectin. Still can't get it.
You're not allowed to say that word on YouTube.
Nope. Horse pill. You can say horse pill.
Horse dewormers.
Yeah. Horse dewormers.
Yes. And water is engine coolant. Speaking of, by the way,
what's this Astro World thing?
Oh, happened yesterday.
Yeah, the party, the 50,000 people.
Yeah, 8 people die, and like kids under within 10 years old die. They're like,
stampede. What were 10-year-olds doing at a festival?
I have no idea, man. I don't think fucking teenagers to be in a festival. Like, probably a 17, 16, but still.
That's not, like, not 10-year-olds.
Yeah, no shit. Nah, it's probably going to burn all the kids.
Yo, trampled to death and crushed to death.
Rapper Travis Scott performance.
Yeah, he was some local or something, right?
Yep.
Didn't he do the Super Bowl?
I know, yeah.
Did he?
I don't know. That name sounds familiar for some reason.
Super Bowl doesn't mean what it used to mean. Don't get me wrong, it's still a big deal.
But
football in general.
You just bit it because Tom Brady left you.
No, actually, I wish him the best. He's the greatest of all time.
He's the GOAT.
But I stopped watching football before that happened anyway.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
No, I stopped watching football when Kaepernick started making a big deal. Like, this isn't fun anymore. Like, I'm here to watch these guys play a game, not tell me their opinion. If I want to watch their opinion, I'll go watch the fucking podcast. You know what I mean?
Oh, you heard?
Kaepernick just come out with a
Netflix show
special or something like that?
Didn't we talk about this last week? No.
No, I don't. I mean, how drunk were we?
Oh, I drunk. Like I said, I black out every week.
Okay, so yeah, probably didn't. I don't remember.
All right.
But yeah, he compared training camp to open air slave markets, and it wasn't just you're imagining things. He cut to video of it, and he's like, "Oh, they measure your wingspan. They're making sure there's no defects." It's like, yeah, they're paying you millions of dollars, dude. You can perform.
He should have went to the military team when they make you spread your ass cheek. Then come talk to us.
I was, oh my God, when I was LLD, I was brig escort for a while. Have any of you ever done that?
No.
I had to go to the brig and take guys out to go to their court appearance, their court marshals or whatever.
You had to make the ass chick spread.
I had to check for weapons leaving the prison and coming into the prison. I had to transport them over. And I remember I was always in my, what do we call them? Shit, the Navy had too many uniforms. Dungarees. It was like the black shirt, the black slacks with the tie.
You talk about the...
They're black and black with a tie.
What the fuck? Working blues.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is. Yeah, but I don't. It might have been working. No, working blues was. Like I said, Navy has too many uniforms, right?
Yeah.
It's gotten worse.
Really? I thought they've been getting better. I thought they congealed most of them into
the Navy. Women have white jumpers and they have piping on the whites.
Well, we've always had piping on the whites. But I meant, I thought that's what the NWUs were supposed to be, was consolidate most of the uniforms.
Yeah, well, we're coming out with more.
Course they are. Why? Yeah, working blues. I think you're right. That's what it was. I could wear the taco hat.
Yeah.
But I wore a Dixie cup.
It's a piss cutter. Get it right.
Yeah. I wore a Dixie cup in that uniform. And I was authorized to do it. I always wore it. Hey, you know I love my Dixie cups, dude. I wore them on your boat every time I went sailing with you.
Did you lean it or did you? How'd you wear it? Did you kind of
Gilligan style? Oh no, at sea, it depends. At sea, I say at sea. After I had been to sea, I put a fleet roll in it. But like when I went sailing on Brian's boat, yeah. When I went on Brian's boat, I flipped it inside out and did it Gilligan style.
Yeah.
I love my Dixie cups. That's a nice hat.
And it could save your life someday.
I was going to say, it floats too. People don't realize that everything in the Navy is designed to make sure you don't drown.
Not anymore.
Your Dixie cup will still work, but you don't wear a Dixie cup at sea.
Anyways, what you were going with the
camouflage the blues, you know, that's good for blending into the water.
True, but you don't wear those at sea. Everyone wears coveralls at sea.
You could pull your stress card out if you're drowning. Pull your stress card out if you're drowning and say, I'm stressed out.
I know we talked about these stress cards, but I know this was like 9 years ago too. Anyone wondering what that
means? We're circling back.
Yeah. Oh, I need to get the sound up and going again.
So let's talk more about these balloon knots you used to look at.
Oh, yeah, there you go. But, yeah, I had to check for, like, weapons coming in and out of the jail, and it was terrible. And they gave me two choices of how to do it. Like, you could tell them to bend over and spread them. And I was like, oh, that sucks. And he goes, or you could ask him to squat and cough and see if anything pokes out. And I was like, well, that's definitely the way I'm going with this one. But I remember this one guy I brought to for his court martial, and as soon as I get there, I also had to be the bailiff oftentimes, just because, you know, staffing and shit, and I was LLD and they didn't give a fuck about me. So like, you're a bailiff. I was like, all right, what does that mean? He's like, you're security. I was like, I've had weapons training in like a year and a half. It's like, I'm in engineering, you know. I'm like, oh my god, we're not gonna give you a gun. This dude will take it from you. And they said, actually, take your tie off.
What?
I was like, what are his charges? Like, oh, we can't tell you until it starts. Like, whoa, what's going on here? Yeah, take your tie off. It might be a weapon for him. I was like, oh, it's already tied around my neck. That's not good. You're going to have a bad day.
Should have brought a cigar with you. Look like Jack Nicholson.
Well, you could talk about the charges now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was accused of all sorts of stuff. I'm not supposed to talk about it, but
what his name was, so we're good.
Yeah, well, he was accused of trying to destroy a ship.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so I can only say so much. You know how it is, you know, like, actually, that was actually part of the reason why they said I could be bailiff a couple of different times was as a hull maintenance technician, I had top secret clearance. Which no one realizes that, by the way. Everyone calls them fucking turd chases. By the way, if they're running, you don't chase them. You let them go. We would herd the turds. We would turd herders.
Herd turds.
But we also did all the weld repairs and plumbing repairs, and that runs through the entire ship. So we had to have access to the entire ship. You know, Carl Vinson was a pain in the balls, though. They gave me such the runaround every time they wanted to do a repair in a reactor space.
You're good. Thanks for asking, Brian.
I know. You're such a bad guest.
Look at this.
I mean, seriously?
It should be cold enough, even down there, to just keep beer out back, right?
Not quite.
No, it's in the 60s.
No, we got Gators.
Oh, my God. It's in the 30s here. It's going to get down to the high teens again.
You have a fire going, though.
Well, kind
of. Well, yeah, you just have to pull the beer like 6 feet away from the fire. I like this new guy. You should have him on again, Brian.
All right.
Kathy kind of reminds me of the wife. Who just occasionally goes, you guys are fucking stupid.
that's what his wife says. We're having fun getting stuff done.
I don't know about that. Maybe I don't know about that.
I don't know. I know we went way out of order, but even Chuck Todd now is saying the Democrats are getting a little concerned, or at least should be.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Because of this red wave. But here's the question: is are the Democrats going to learn a lesson from this?
No.
Or are they going to just keep calling people racist?
Yeah, they're going to keep doing it.
This is not helping. Like, the way our system works anyway, we need a bipartisan thing. And as weird as it sounds, I would rather it not be that way. But if you don't, you end up getting people like Mubarak Gaddafi put into office through revolution when like only 4% of the population liked the guy.
Have you seen the latest polls?
In terms of what?
That guy, Brandon.
I hear he's doing pretty good.
Brandon might be, but not Biden.
Yeah, I saw was 71% disagree with.
This is what we need to do, though.
What's happening now?
This is what we need to do. In the next election, when we go to vote, where it says other, the little thing that says other, everybody needs to vote Brandon.
Well, when Trump ran the first time, there was a libertarian on the ticket, Bill Weld, I believe. He got beat in the election by D's nuts. let's all write in D's nuts in this next election just to say we think you're all stupid.
So I just clicked on the article on Daily Caller. And did you know that there's a Ronald Reagan silver coin that you can buy for $29.95?
Are we being paid for this commercial?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't say where you could buy it from.
You can buy it from an ass for $30.
It's not a very good likeness of him. That's
like Ronald McDonald. Not Ronald Reagan.
I guess
because it's 9.999% pure silver.
That's as pure as you can get. I got a couple pounds of that crap. How much do they want for an ounce?
29.
For an ounce, I don't know.
An ounce is probably one round.
It says,
or is it not a net round? Is it just a silver dollar? Ryan doesn't know it's silver. Ray, you're not there. On my computer, you're sitting right next to him, but you're not there. I was just saying, look at it.
Yeah, it's one round for 1 ounce round for $29.95.
That's not bad. Silver price isn't much. Wow, I say that it's like 17 or 22 bucks an ounce right now, or something like that.
So you're paying extra for Ronald Reagan.
Well, you pay extra for anything besides your basic just minted round that they make in mass production. Any limited series costs more.
We need our own coins?
You guys need your own 99.99% pure
silver coins.
Oh, hell no coins.
No, hell no coins.
We could make some, but we would have to charge a ton of money because I would have to like make what do they call them? Yeah, what do they call the
a
press thing?
Yeah, mold.
Yeah, thank you. And he said it too, and I still didn't hear it because I'm stupid. Yeah, mold and everything. And melt down my silver.
we could get it from catalytic converters.
If that's the case, then if I'm gonna steal enough catalytic converters, I'm gonna steal the platinum and the iridium and the palladium.
We could get some grills going. Sell a grill.
Grills?
I don't know about palladium though. That might be poisonous to put in your mouth.
It might be. I'm not sure. It's heavy enough. It might be radioactive.
Who's this delegate that was driving out a suspended license?
That was Virginia. That was here in Virginia. He got caught stealing political signs from the opposite, the Republican Party, and he got pulled over. And when they confronted him, they came to find out he's the delegate that got DUI arrested last year. and he didn't get a ticket because according to this Virginia law.
I just got crop dusted.
You got crop dusted?
I just got crop dusted.
I'm sure that's payback for many other times you've done it to her.
Probably, but it was, she's even waving her face in the bedroom going, what the hell is that? Yeah, luckily she pulled most of it with her. Sorry, didn't mean it, Rob. Just she walked by, ripped one right in front of me, smiled and laughed, and I kept walking.
So instead of Virginia, there's a law that you cannot arrest any delegates or any congressperson, no matter what. And he got pulled over.
That can't be true.
No, it is. That's why he didn't get arrested for DUI. Because during the, what is it, when they do like the get together, what's it called?
Sobriety test? Congress,
no, the Congress get together. When they pass in laws. Yeah.
Legislation?
Like legislation, thank you.
So they legislated themselves out of accountability.
Yeah, this is back in, this is an old law. So you cannot arrest them. You cannot stop them.
They're not supposed to be able to make any law that doesn't pertain to everybody.
No, that's not the law. No.
This is like back in the day when it takes like days to get to Congress, like in Virginia, when you had no vehicles and stuff like that. That's when the law was implemented because of that, because you cannot stop a delegate or a senator to get to the legislation to pass laws.
Yeah, but if a senator shoots someone dead, you can arrest them.
Yeah, but you cannot it's just the way Virginia law was set up.
They get the benefit of the doubt every time.
Huh?
They get the benefit of the doubt every time.
No, but
unless we have you dead to rights, we're gonna let you go home.
Like back in the day, if you're not like the senator or the delegate, you cannot stop them from getting to legislation, you know, because, you know, but. Anyway, it wasn't pertaining for DUI because they had no DUIs in the age of horses. So he got pulled over and he was wasted. And because of the law, he didn't get arrested, but they took the license away from him.
Well, what I saw, which is actually the next article right below that, was the sheriff actually said that he didn't get his license revoked until the sign stealing thing happened.
Oh, okay. So that was last year. It was a big deal about it. I remember that. And I think we talked about it, but I don't know. We were wasted.
Well, anyway, he went. He got in trouble because him and his. We went through all that crap. Dude got in trouble because he ran out, drove around, and had someone go and desecrate the signs of his political opposition for running for office. Which goes right into the. Was it the Lincoln Project thing that happened there? The tiki torches.
Oh, yeah.
That was Chris Hurst. That was right. That was 24 hours before Election Day.
Yeah, the drunk?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, that just shows you it's... Well, Lincoln Project, supposedly Republicans, right?
Yeah, they're more rhinos, though.
You say that. I think Rand Paul is the rhino.
I know. We've had a conversation before.
Well, if the entire party is Cocaine Mitch, then that's the Republican Party.
But it's not.
You sure? That's who they keep electing. They keep electing Lindsey Grahams. I mean, granted, you got a couple like Cruz. He's interesting. He's doing a show with Michael Knowles, you know, every week.
Yeah, but they said that Fox came out and said that they should have brought more tiki torches to the event.
Yeah, well, especially since the whole thing about the tiki torch protest was supposedly white supremacy. Why would you have a black guy there? Right? But when you go to the tiki torch thing.
They ran out of white people for the tiki torch.
it was diversity hire.
I was going to say, if you're trying to be Nazis and white supremacists, you don't diversity hire.
It was diversity hire, man. See, this is what happens. Like, see, the Democrats don't understand. Like, when you're trying to diversity hire, you get diversity fired. You know,
he was fully qualified.
Well, just like all these hoax hate crimes.
Ray almost spit out.
Actually, that was good. He was qualified. He's like, no, he to be white supremacist. You kind of have to be white.
The KKK is like, look, there's a law. You have to wear very hard now.
Well, the problem
he might have identified as white though.
Oh yeah.
Well, name there? The guy that California
transracial
elder, the black face and white supremacy.
Larry Elder.
The black face of white supremacy. And I was like, I thought that was Northam, the white supremacist who actually puts on blackface.
What was that? There was a skit done where it was on one of those comedy shows, and there was a
Jimmy Kimmel was Karl Malone.
Was it? No, there was one guy that was head of the, he was playing the head role, the head man or whatever on a KKK guy, and he was a blind.
Oh, that was a Dave Chappelle show.
Chappelle.
That was the first episode of the Chappelle show.
Yes.
Yeah, he was oh my god, the blind black dude, and he the when KKK he found leader. Out he was black, he divorced his wife.
Yes.
So I watched on this trip we actually sat down and watched the Dave Chappelle special on Netflix.
I haven't seen it yet. What'd you think?
It was funny. I mean, he pretty much offends everybody. It's not just transgenders he's targeting.
That's kind of what he does.
He's an equal opportunity offender.
I guess you don't diversity.
But he doesn't like whites. He kept saying that.
Yeah, but he lives in a little town in Ohio because of the white women.
Yeah, because they like his dirty feet.
You saw part of it then.
I saw that thing. It was all right.
Yeah, he said he'd open up a strip club with a pile of sand there so they can get their feet dirty when the strippers go on stage.
Okay. I'm going to try to get the wife to come on this show again. It's been a long time. I think it's been since before we started recording it with video.
Yeah. I think it might have been when we were still in Virginia.
Yeah, when we recorded on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the crop duster?
Yeah, the crop duster. Crop
duster. Yeah, same one. We've been married 10 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and I just recently and we haven't had a fight.
Right.
You know, I always heard those who fart together stay together.
Exactly.
Because my wife doesn't fart.
Uh-huh. Right.
I smell like roses.
Like Kim Jong-un doesn't poop, right?
That's right.
Let's talk about more of this red wave.
Okay.
There's got to be more here to talk about. Like, the Lincoln Project, like we said, though, just to refresh where we were, they say they're Republicans. And I thought that was supposed to be a group of homosexual Republicans. I'm not sure what the correct vernacular is. Am I supposed to call them gay, homosexual, or apparently queer is acceptable again, but it means something different. LGBTQ, I mean, queer is one of them, right?
Yeah.
If that's what you want to be called, I'll call you queer. But, you know, I used to get punched in the mouth for calling someone queer. Anyway, that's where we were.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people are just, they were shocked that another non-political person like Trump was able to, you know, go all the way up to governorship. I mean, Youngkin is my age.
Youngkin never said he was a big Trump supporter or any of that stuff either. No, it was just Trump said, this guy's a good guy. Made everyone think that he was this big Trumpite or Trump-pansy.
Trump came out and endorsed him, you know, but Youngkin didn't ever go on any rallies that Trump was participating in.
Just going to say that they made a big deal with something that the Tiki Torch thing. Like, wasn't that something that Youngkin didn't even go to? Well, or was that something else?
I think he did at one of his speeches or something.
It was the one that
something about he agreed with Trump about something, and then
they blew it out of proportion.
Now, that's like the video clip that they show when they were trying to do this. Well, he said this, you know, and they use that clip.
Well, the problem with the Democrats is they didn't run against Youngkin, they ran against Trump. I mean, yes. Biden came yes. here and campaigned with McCullough, and he said Trump like 20 different times.
Yep, and exactly. And you want to say, like, Trump's not on the ticket, dude. So you don't think the Democrats are going to learn the lesson from this?
Peter Ducey, the Fox Sports.
Yeah, something just happened with Ducey. What was that?
He confronted Biden in a press conference about, you know,
that's why he said Trump like 45 times or something, or however.
Yeah.
And you know, why do you keep bringing up Trump?
They were talking about the giving illegal aliens $450,000.
Million. Oh, 450,000.
No, you're right. Okay. That's that.
That were separated.
Yeah.
And he said it's lies. It's all lies. Biden said that's not true.
Yeah. Well, then have you noticed how every time Biden says something like that, the White House comes out within 24 hours and says that's not really true? Like, here's what he really meant. And
yes.
Yeah.
Like every time. And Joe Biden, come on, man.
Did he really poop himself?
He wears a diaper.
This is the second time I've heard that he shit himself. So
what I heard is the Pope calling him like, "Hey Brandon, that's where he shit himself."
No, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, "Oh shit, the Holy Father called me Brandon."
Well, I don't know. I need better source than an anonymous source familiar with the situation. Because like I demanded hate, more I when Trump was in office.
Well, not too many people would probably be familiar with that situation, though.
Just Secret Service when they had to change the diaper,
right?
But yeah, I could say I'm familiar with the source and being an anonymous source and just lie. Right. You know what I mean,
Russia.
Well, the fucking Steele dossier, yeah.
Trump was Russian.
Was that Russian guy, Dachenko.
Boy, just got arrested for lying to the FBI.
Yeah. Reliable.
What's even worse is apparently the FBI knew this is garbage in like 2017 or something. See, this is why I read this shit in advance, guys. Isaac's the name?
Yeah.
All right. Cutting you a ton of slack because you probably had no idea this was going to happen until recently. Nope. And you're reading articles as you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep recruiting people for y'all's show.
Oh, yeah?
We need more diversity.
The other one that I got, the guy in Michigan.
Well, we're getting more and more listeners, which is kind of freaking me out.
Well, we pick up one more person.
Well, no, this year, look, we actually had a decent amount of engagements with the live video last week.
Okay.
Actually, last couple of weeks. And actually, I didn't do super good on Rumble or YouTube this week, which is weird. I usually do
you
five
posted
times.
It late, too. You didn't post it until like Thursday.
No, it was 6 days ago or 5 days ago.
I didn't get the notification until yesterday that it was up.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, I wonder if that had anything.
No, it had nothing to do with our multiple time changes.
Oh, the clocks are changing tonight, aren't they?
Yep.
No, but we also crossed state lines.
We're in Central Time right now.
It's good. It's good for all those farmers. I don't even know why they still do it these days.
Where the hell are you in Central Time?
Pensacola.
Right
in Florida?
Yeah. You got two times in.
Florida is Central and Eastern State.
I mean, Florida is a decent sized state, but I didn't realize they crossed into the next time zone.
Panhandle.
And I looked this up on our way here because I was bored on the highway. There are 13 states out of the 50 that have multiple time zones in them.
There's only 13?
Yep. I thought it was less.
He thought it was two. He said there's only two states that have
Montana.
One.
Montana, Colorado, obviously, right?
Yeah, Texas.
Texas.
Florida, Indiana, Michigan. I'm from Michigan. I didn't even know there were two time zones.
Michigan's enormous. Of course there's two time zones.
It's only in the Upper Peninsula where it crosses over closer to Wisconsin.
California's big enough to have two time zones too, I bet.
No, they don't, because they're all three up and down.
No, I was thinking where it curls out at the bottom. Maybe it was far enough
east. It's still one.
I bet it's close.
Alaska's got its own time zone.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, China has one time zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, they did that on purpose.
Everyone's on Beijing time in China.
Yeah, they still Spain, do that.
I know Spain's supposed to have the same time zone as the UK, but because of the dictator,
the king said no.
That's what y'all need to add, a trivia question.
Yeah, they got the same time zone as Germany.
Later on, give somebody the merch that answers the trivia question right from a different set, from a show, like show before or something.
The hell just happened?
Sometimes you get the trivia question while you're doing the show.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
She wants to do trivia questions and give away merch for the winners of the trivia contest.
Not a terrible idea, but that means if I can't sell any of them, that means that it's actually going to cost me out of my pocket. At least if I make a shirt and someone buys one, at least I can pay for the shirts, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
But I was thinking, Brian and I talked about it, just on the front just says, "This is my thirsty shirt." And on the back is the name of the show. I don't know. I think it's hilarious, but most of the jokes I make, I think are hilarious and most people don't get them. Like the Greta Thunberg thing. I was like, is she going to share those extra chromosomes? Yep. I think it's absolutely hilarious, but the average person has no idea what that means. I like goofy, stupid, weird shit. My sense of humor is weird. I got that dark humor, you know?
Uh-huh.
And dark humor is like food. Not everyone gets it.
Yeah. Well, there's been the vaccine mandates are kicking in around the country, mainly in New York City.
Why are they kicking in, though?
Because the mayor said everybody had to be, all city employees had to be vaccinated. Ooh. Or go on unpaid leave. And now the trash is piling up in New York City because people decided not to get the vaccine.
Yeah, aren't they like throwing their garbage in the mayor's lawn? Mansion?
Yeah.
Good for them. That's actually a good protest, I think, right?
Yeah.
Problem is, people... You think, we're seeing it because of this and with the airlines thing. And now there's a bunch of cops and firefighters.
No, it's the weather. It's the weather.
It's the weather.
Yeah, it only affected one airline, though.
Yeah.
That's very specific weather.
It's a lot of paper.
Because I fly a lot out of Jacksonville. Nobody else does.
Well, I listened to the new No Agenda show, and I heard a very interesting theory about exactly how that airline thing happened.
Go ahead, explain it.
Well, it was basically how they're only allowed to fly so many miles a month.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And so many miles a year. So when people did call in sick because they were pissed, they put extra miles on other pilots. And then all of a sudden, these pilots weren't allowed to fly.
Yeah.
Mm.
We made a big deal of saying, because normally they can accommodate you, but when it comes to the end of the month, that has 31 days, they have an issue making sure that they have pilots that can fly. Because believe it or not, an extra day doesn't sound like that much, but a flight from Boston to England is not exactly a 50-mile flight. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you only get 1,000 miles a month,
there's probably two crews on that flight.
Yeah, for that exact reason, actually. So they can go to another flight. You're not allowed to be exhausted and fly. And there's
no.
There's good reason for that.
That's what you need to get. You need to get an airline pilot on here.
I wouldn't know how to find one. Besides going to the airport.
They're not at the airport anymore.
Well, but even if I did, that you don't see the pilots. Like, it's not like the 50s when the pilots walk through with their wings on their chest. You know what I mean? As heroes.
Going, yeah, I'm the pilot.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you, we talked about this last week with the Let's Go Brandon crap on that flight.
Yeah, with Southwest. Yeah.
She could have been arrested for that.
Yeah. Well,
there's
shit.
An investigation going on right now.
She demanded access
on
to the
pilot.
No, the pilot's under investigation.
Yeah, on the pilot. Meanwhile, a passenger demanded access to the pilot cabin. Cockpit. Yeah, the cockpit. There you go. The cockpit while the plane was in. We locked these doors and made them inaccessible from the outside because of 9/11. And she's slamming on the door, demanding to get in. It's like, you're so butthurt that someone said, "Let's go, Brandon," that you're going to reenact 9/11 from the plane's perspective. And then they went and said, she went and said something along the lines of, "Oh, he may as well have said, hail Al-Qaeda." I might need to turn my game down. Sorry, I was breaking up my own headphones. I think I had my gain too high.
I heard he had a nephew named Brandon. That's what I heard.
Who cares? They're making a big deal.
Who cares, right?
But they're making a big deal like this is hate speech or whatever. And, it's a dog whistle to fuck Joe Biden. Fucking Robert De Niro accepted a Tony Award? And said, I have one thing to say, fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And he was cheered for it.
It's okay for them to say that about him, but how dare we, you know, say bad things about the current president? You know?
Even college students are chanting fuck Joe Biden in stadiums.
Yeah.
Child. I'm doing my best here. But yeah, even colleges are making these chants, and they're typically very left-leaning, very Democrat, you know?
Yeah.
College students, and it's nuts, and I don't know. I think the Democrats are making a huge mistake trying to keep claiming that everyone's a white supremacist racist.
Yeah, and running against Trump.
We should be asking questions more like why they call a cockpit a cockpit.
Right? Oh,
boy. Oh, bullpen.
Well, just call it a pussy.
Pussy pit?
What's the difference?
Tip of the spear? The tip of the spear?
Oh, hey now. Tip of the spear is what killed Jesus.
Oh, okay. There that.
No, it was just verifying.
How about just the tip?
That's... Yeah, that's how you get kids. Unwanted kids.
Speaking from experience.
No, Rusty Shackelford from the USS Lollipop might know something about that, though.
Texas is building its own border wall.
Are we not highlighting these, or are we not covering any of our topics?
I'm highlighting from my phone in the Google document, Doc.
That's why it's one word.
To do it that way.
That's why it's one word.
That's
okay.
Why there's one word on each one highlighted right now.
All right, I get you. So what'd you just say?
The Texas container, border. They're using shipping containers to build border walls.
That's what they. I saw you put that in there. I didn't read it. Well, why not?
But I can't from California because there's no ships coming in there.
Well, and the ships that do come in, they can't.
Biden fixed that problem. Everybody's working 24 hours a day.
Yeah, okay. 24 hours a day. We'll unload them all day, but there's no trucks to put them on.
Do you know what else I heard? Is they can only stack shipping containers one. They can't stack them at the port. They can only put them one high because the local citizen said it wasn't pretty enough. So they changed this law a long time ago. So, yeah.
I think that in California, I think that's totally believable.
But there's some emergency proclamation. I don't know, something. They can stack them five high now, right now, as of, like, I don't know, this week sometime.
Oh, my God.
No, the problem is California thinks that they're special. Like, oh, we're the seventh largest economy on the planet. It's because you have the largest coastline on the planet besides Australia.
Oh, and they're a direct import from everything China.
Yeah, and they're a direct import, exactly, from everything that side of the planet.
Yep.
You know? I mean, Boston was super wealthy when it was the hub city.
Yep.
I mean, that's what this design is. It's the hub. Yep. Everything comes through Boston.
That's prime.
Everything used to come through Boston to come into this country. And then New York built a port. Then all of a sudden California showed up and said, hey, look, we can get to Asia.
Yep. Yeah.
California is not making money. They're taxing products coming through their state.
Yep.
I mean, Silicon Valley's doing all right, but everyone's leaving there, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all going to Austin, Texas.
Yeah, are they going to vote Democrat when they get there?
Of course they are.
Oh, yeah, Austin's already Democrat.
Austin's the bluest city in Texas.
If you leave a state because you said, I can't handle the politics, and you go around the state and vote the same way, maybe you're the freaking problem, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Probably that's why we need to implement electoral college in the state.
Yep, I agree.
I think states have every right to decide how they vote. That is in the Constitution. Every state has the right to decide how they do every vote, even federal elections.
Maine does it. So
no, that's cool and good for them. That's how they chose to do it. But if Connecticut wants to do a popular vote, because there's only 8 million people in the state, which it's more than that, but Connecticut's Rhode Island.
That's understandable. But look at Virginia, dude. Virginia was being controlled by Fairfax. Easily decide what is going to be a Republican or Democrat. That's not fair for the rest of the state.
Yeah, when one county decides how the entire state votes every time.
That's Georgia. That's Atlanta for Georgia. I mean, I feel like we're in a movie. Hunger Games or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's a brave new Fahrenheit 1984 for Vendetta.
Yeah.
Same thing with New York State, dude. The entire state is red except for New York City.
Yep.
But that's how they vote because there's...
Yeah.
Well, that's why the Electoral College is, so that New York City can't overwhelm the entire state. And
right.
Well, maybe we should cut some of these bigger states up into three or four states.
Oregon? Is it Oregon?
Virginia. I mean, California.
Yeah, Oregon's trying to split.
Instead of Jefferson.
The conservative part is trying to split away from Portland.
I've heard of...
Delaware,
yeah, and they want to join Idaho or something.
Yeah.
California wants to split up into like three states.
You can't pass legislation for everyone. I mean, no. Centralized government sucks. You need smaller government. You know.
Yeah.
And you can't do small government from a centralized location. Period.
Right.
This is actually why I'm so more libertarian than Republican, even though the libertarians piss me off, is I'm a firm believer of the 10th Amendment. I think states have rights over the federal authority. That's the way I look at it. A lot of people disagree with me saying federal rules overrule.
No,
but the federal government cannot just pass
law. It was
meant
to be at the state level. Yeah,
we're supposed to be 50 independent states.
The United States,
yeah, 13 states, exactly, that united for common defense, right?
Yeah.
That's what federal government's supposed to be, is common defense, military, basically. And trade laws, I suppose.
Well, still the state can make decisions about trading.
Unless you're OSHA, and OSHA can make decisions for all kinds of stuff, right? Is that what they're trying to push now?
Yeah, I guess they go supersede the legislation branch.
Legislation, so they're cutting, yeah.
Yeah, like, hey, guess what? We can make laws now.
Well, I've brought this up 1,000 times too, is the alphabet agencies. All these different agencies that the Congress made to handle certain things like OSHA. Now the actual people that we elect have nothing to do with basically laws that are being put in place.
Yep.
And this is supposed to be the experiment in self-government, right?
Yeah, but it's not working that way.
No.
The self-licking ice cream cone.
A what now? What was that?
It's a self-licking ice cream cone.
Self-licking ice cream cone.
I could lick myself. I'd have a career in porn.
Shit, if I could lick myself, we'll be single.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I wouldn't need anyone else.
So, the infrastructure bill passed the House today.
By 13 Republicans.
How much is it? Was it $1 trillion? I saw $555 billion. No, and then I saw $1 trillion.
1.3 trillion, I think.
I saw all kinds of numbers.
How do you feel about that, Jeffrey?
Well, you know how I feel about this. on my YouTube page, I actually have a link on my banner. I have a link to the debt clock. This is beyond concerning. No, there's no way the U.S. dollar can recover from the amount of money we owe. The average American is gaining like $5,000 worth of debt every second. This is unbelievable. By what just happened is
well, what happened the last year is really what it's been.
Well, I mean, it's been going up and up. Every president for the last, seriously, like 60 years has doubled the debt. And let's be fair about this, Republican and Democrat. Trump wasn't particularly good about reducing our debt, but he at least didn't expand it as much. And let's be real fair.
Until COVID happened.
Yes, until COVID. But Bill Clinton actually had a plan to bring us in the black.
Yeah, it was kind of forced into that plan when the House and the Senate became Republican.
Yeah, by Newt Gingrich.
Buck stops at the president is what we always say, though, right? And under Clinton, we actually had a plan to actually make money and not owe money every year. But, of course, we immediately undid that because of 9/11, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So
makes me almost want to put my tinfoil hat on.
CNN ratings, they don't have a regular programming show in October that averaged over 1 million viewers.
Who now?
CNN.
CNN. Really?
Is that the China News? What do they call that? The China News Network? No.
Clinton News Network. Clinton News Network.
Communist News
Network. Well, depends on what season, what's going on.
The Clown News Network.
I like that one.
Clown World.
At least, I mean, no, let's not be fair. At least clowns are entertaining.
It's entertainment. That's all it's been. Well, it's not news anymore.
Well, you know, that's kind of what's getting me is the media that's pushing this stuff isn't doing so good. And now we have all this red wave that popped up that a lot of people have seen coming for 10 years.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this red wave for 10 years. We thought Trump was actually going to be the red wave, but it didn't really happen. It might be happening. Trump might have been the tsunami. And now we're dealing with the aftershock waves. You know what I mean?
I think he was the fart that started it all.
Nope.
That's the same thing I meant.
That's a theme here.
I think he's the crop duster.
That meant let everyone else cut one because I'm going to get away with it too.
But you know how to say
room, someone already ripped one everywhere. Just go ahead and let it go.
You know how the Democrats are like juicy. Kobe was the blessed to the Democrats and stuff like that.
No, I started Kobe was not an issue with the elections.
No, but now I started to believe Kobe was the blessed to Virginia because it opened the eye to the parents of what the kids were learning in school.
Yeah. When you look at it that way, yeah. Huh?
Well, that like I said, we've been talking about that for a while, and I made a big deal a while ago saying these parents are gonna now the parents at work and their kids are going back to school and they're going to school through Zoom.
Yep.
They're gonna see what's happening. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be pissed. I didn't think it was gonna get like this.
Right.
I really didn't think we were gonna overturn 10 years of the way a political party's been moving.
Yeah. I was,
but all you need to do is piss off mom.
Hopeful, but I wasn't like overly hopeful, you know.
Yeah.
And it looks like we did not get the Senate, but we got the House of Delegates. Well,
the Senate was up to play until next year.
No, I'm talking about the Senate in Virginia.
That's what I'm saying. It's not up to next year or the year. Like, nobody's up to the Senate run right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was all delegates and the governor.
Okay.
Well, don't tell moms that their kids are bad because of the way they were born, right? Period.
Right.
No matter what these kids are, whether they got the Downs, whether they got the Asperger's, whether they black or they white, don't tell them that they're wrong because of the way they were born. Because that mama is gonna get pissed.
Yeah.
the wife whips open the door and gives you this look.
Hold on. And now we got this vaccine coming up, so let's see what happens now.
So, did anybody see the video or hear about the video of the woman whose son raped multiple girls in the high school?
Yeah, we just talked about that.
She's like 3 weeks behind. We talked about it.
No, did you see the video of her?
We talked about the mom tonight. It's like, he accidentally put in her butt.
No, she blamed the victim. Like, literally told her it was her fault for getting raped in a bathroom.
Yeah, it's sexual harassment is preventable. Yep.
Burn that bitch at the stake.
Yeah, exactly. And you're the bad person for saying, I don't think some dude should be able to butt rape my 14-year-old daughter in a bathroom.
He did that to multiple girls at multiple schools. So.
I know.
Yep.
We've been talking about this for weeks.
Burn her.
This is what actually caused the giant term in Virginia with the vote was education. It was the number one thing they said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Moms.
Yeah, like we said, pissed off moms. And they said, no way.
Yep.
Because let's be real, half the time, your suburban mom doesn't vote. She follows CNN or whatever. Yada, yada. But every now and then she gets away with something. She goes, I am pissed.
Yeah. That's what I'm watching now. I will fucking get pissed off as fuck.
Don't get between a suburban mom and her cub.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm a bear.
That need to be the Virginia flag now. A bear, mama bear on top of the tyranny.
Six separate tyrannus.
Yeah.
So, Senator Manchin's in the news, as usual.
Where did Sinema go?
A better video.
She'll be back, don't worry. But he's come out and said he does not like the Democrats' approach to climate change in China. And he actually calls for more drilling to stay competitive.
Yeah, he can stay in business. His state is
West Virginia is a big oil state, big coal state.
No, they're coal state.
Coal.
But natural gas is where the money is. It's efficient and it's clean. It's not clean, but it's cleaner than coal. If we could frack and get the gas off the coal, that's even better. I swear this. Okay, I'm going to put my aluminum foil head on. This is the conspiracy. they have better ways to fuel the planet, but they're making money on purpose, just like big pharma is making money.
Well, go back to the old days with the railroad, and go back to the old days with
steam,
even Edison and light bulb and AC power versus DC and Nikola Tesla and all that. It's all about money.
Well, Tesla actually made it not about money. He made a big deal about saying this is more efficient.
That's what I'm saying. But that's why he didn't get chosen. That's why it
you say that, but we're using his techniques.
Yeah.
Because it costs less money. But they can charge us the same amount.
Yep.
Why aren't we running cars on alcohol?
We had the. What was the name of the fuel that
almost flammable?
The
funny guys.
No, it was a different fuel system we came across. They invented.
Well, there's hydrogen. There's actually you can
hydrogen. That's the one. It was like, it's too flammable. What do you think gas is?
Yeah,
but you know.
Yeah, it's just not. It's more efficient. It's cheaper. The infrastructure is not there, but it could be there.
Well, the problem is alcohol is really, really easy to make.
Not ethanol is not easy to make.
You don't need ethanol. Why not alcohol?
I know, but why not
make Everclear to run our engines?
We're relying on ethanol now.
We're drinking out of the pump.
Well, that's your own stupid fault. I'm just saying alcohol is really cheap to make. It's really easy to make. We're really good at purifying this stuff. You could make the fuel for your car at home. And I don't know why we're not. You'd get better fuel mileage with alcohol. There's so much power in it. The funny cars, the one with the big giant wheels in the back that they only run at night, so you can see the fire shooting out the smoke pipes, because you can only see it at night. That's alcohol run.
I can see Jack Daniel coming out with their own fuel commercial. Lucky number 7.
All you do is just reduce the amount of fuel you squirt in and drive. You know, I swear this is so that Exxon and OPEC and all these OPEC and everyone involved in that can make money, and a whole bunch of people get cuts out of this crap. I know as a fact we can run engines on alcohol. Like they're actually race cars that go the fastest on the planet.
Yeah.
Besides
they run,
rockets.
They run low compression, so they can do that.
Yep. But
right.
Okay.
Let's take a turbo.
Well, a turbo uses the exhaust of the car to spin a turbine to pump air into the engine.
Yeah.
But why aren't we using alcohol?
Why? Well, they've got other technology. They've got even. Back 60 years ago, gas aerators, where it uses, you know, because the fuel in itself is it flammable? It's the flame. It's the
fumes.
The gas. The fumes.
And just like they say, you could throw a lit cigarette in gasoline, you'll be okay.
In a vacuum, if you could get a vacuum, and it wouldn't light. It's the fumes that's what's flammable.
Yes, that's why you aerosolize it when you spray it.
And they've come up with that technology years and years ago, where people make gas aerators and they just run it straight off. You know, actually, you can YouTube it if you want to put that tinfoil hat on. You can run it off the fumes and not the actual gas itself.
Well, no, the gasoline, we do run off the fumes, believe it or not.
It's high pressure. It's under high pressure is what it ends up being.
Well, that's how you detonate it, is by squeezing it. Suck, squeeze, bang, blow.
Yes. I've seen that porno too.
Yes. Intake, compression, ignition, exhaust. For a four stroke, anyway. Two stroke engines are weird.
Yeah.
It only takes me two strokes.
Oh, that's why your wife left you. Hey, Jim, still beating your wife? Wait a minute, what? All right, what are we talking about?
Joe Manchin getting blockaded by the people blocking him
His boat or his car?
His car, yeah. That was the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Mansion.
Yeah.
They're putting this all on Mansion somehow.
Yeah, he got a Maserati. Got Block A.
That's a nice car.
It was. Not anymore. It'd be a masterpiece. It's by Chrysler. Owned by Chrysler now.
Chrysler owns Maserati?
Yeah. Back in the day, the Maserati, what it is a Ferrari engine, tailor-made vehicle, and that's what made it expensive. Now it's just being mass-produced. You can get a Maserati for $30,000 or $40,000 now.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah,
really? Yeah. Is that why I've seen a couple Maseratis lately?
Brand new yeah. one.
That's why you see a lot of Maserati lately. They're not what it used to be.
I assume that's because I'm in Massachusetts. I see. I'm not kidding.
In Virginia no. too.
I see 6 or 7 Teslas every day.
Yeah, but how much to go for? Like 30,000, 40,000
Tesla?
Yeah.
Tesla starts at like 75.
Nope. Nah, the cheaper.
We have a McLaren dealership within 15 miles of my home.
Go check online how much the price.
There you go. There you go. A 2014 Maserati, $27,000.
No shit. I could buy a Maserati.
Yes, you can.
Here's a 2019. It's $62,000, but it's, 5K miles. Yep. You can buy one. Yeah,
You can buy one, dude. But back in the day, the Maserati with the tailor-made vehicle.
Yeah, they were handmade and
they whatever you want on it, and that's what it cost like $140,000. So
they became a production vehicle, not custom order. Well, that's what actually, like I said, there's a McLaren dealership within like 20 miles of my door. McLaren is the most expensive production vehicle in terms of they make so many cars a year.
Yeah.
And then try to sell them versus sell the cars and then build them.
Yeah.
Like Ferrari gets an order and they build a car.
Yeah. The minivan I want is $50,000. Like, God damn it. And the Maserati is going for $30,000. Like, damn.
You should get the family version of the Maserati.
No, that's why Ray's wishing this happened like 15 years ago. So we could have bought the Maserati.
Yeah. I'll be like, all them a Maserati, but.
Hey, that whatever. Logo on there, that with the
it's nice logo.
The M little trident.
Yeah, the trident.
Yeah, the trident M, whatever you want to call it. Oh, it's beautiful.
It is a beautiful logo.
My Maserati does 185. I lost my license, so now I don't drive.
That's delegate for Virginia.
So far.
They're all over Marketplace.
Yeah.
I never thought about buying a Maserati because I always assumed it was like a Lotus. You know what I mean?
Oh no, yeah. No, they're down now. They're like not what they used to be.
Is that dude still tearing up 64 in his Lotus?
I have no idea.
I think
I've seen it in a while. Yeah,
he used to tear up and down 64 every couple of weeks in that yellow Lotus.
Mm.
You know the one I'm talking about, right? You've seen him.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, I know the wife's seen him before.
Yeah.
You see him on 64 in a $150,000 car. You're like, holy crap! Did Kathy go home or go to? I'm sorry, bed.
Yeah, she went home.
Yeah, she went home.
She left you behind, Pensacola.
She went inside. She got cold.
So that's why it's so warm down there. You're in Florida.
Yeah.
Wife's family's from the Orlando area.
Okay.
Hey, you could own a 2005 Lotus Elise for $35,000.
What? Okay, but that's a 15-year-old used
two-door coupe. Yeah, I'm looking for another one.
That's what I'm saying. Is even a used old one is expensive. It's a new car price.
Yeah.
I'd love to drive a Maserati or a Lotus, but dear God,
I drive a Porsche.
An
old one, a 356 A or B, old.
They made a couple of nice 911s.
Yeah, I like the 911s.
Everyone seems like the Carrera. There's nothing wrong with it, but I don't know. I never thought it was that beautiful a car.
I don't either. You got the 944, the poor man's Porsche.
Yeah.
944.
You say poor man's. It still takes a rich man to buy that car.
Dude, imagine buying a 944 and your friend's like, are you poor, dude?
The poor man is when he buys a Fiera and then he rips the engine out and drops a Ferrari engine in it. And you can buy a kit, actually a body kit that makes it look like a Ferrari too. For the Fieros. Have you seen this guy that's apparently Tesla's as bad as like Ferrari and Lamborghini in terms of you're not allowed to work on our car?
Rich rebuilds. Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe the guy who like dropped a diesel engine in Corvette engine.
Yep, Corvette engine. Yeah.
In a Tesla.
How'd that go?
Elon Musk, his butt hurt so bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm making this cool. For now on, we're calling him Butt Hurt Kurt.
Butt Hurt Kurt?
Anyone whose butt hurts is Butt Hurt Kurt. This is going to be the new... This is the new Karen.
See, the only thing I don't like about Teslas and stuff, you cannot work on it, and there's a ladder.
I'm terrified to work on a Tesla.
Yeah, because you could get shocked, electrocuted.
You'll die.
Yeah. Like, you make a one little mistake trying to change the light bulb of this thing, you're going to get shocked or something.
Not even that. You could just touch two different parts of the car from underneath it.
Yeah,
and touch the wrong two parts and take an amp across your heart.
That's the only thing issue I got with electronic vehicles like that.
I got a bunch of ASE automotive, or American Society of Engineers ASE
automotive
stuff. Yeah, well, basically, I was the guy who was certified to do your car inspection.
Okay.
I was certified to do certain things for your vehicles.
When can you do my inspection?
Well, I'm not certified.
Brian needs his undercarriage inspected.
I bet he does, and I'm all set because I am not in the Navy doing brig escort anymore.
You could have squatted, Brian.
You could have squatted.
That's what he's got a wife for. Is that normal? No, you should see a doctor.
No, get closer. Look.
Yeah.
Put a finger on it. Put a finger on it. See what happens.
I think that's our show.
Is it?
I want to talk more about Rittenhouse, but I didn't know how to do it without having a ton of audio and trying to bring video in.
Okay.
Sounds like we need to hire somebody that knows how to do it.
We need a producer.
Yeah, we need to diversify the hiring in this show.
Nobody's been hired yet.
Hey, make sure you get one of the sticky guys.
It's diversity hire.
Get one of the sticky guys. They look like they're doing a good job.
That commercial that Facebook used to offer me for free is about to expire.
Okay.
I might use it. It's a free commercial.
It's a free boost.
Yeah, free boost. Exactly. Yeah. It's a commercial. But the problem is if it works really good, I might want to start doing it. And
that's how they get you with crack too.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not profitable, so we can't afford commercials. But you don't get profitable without advertising.
Let's go.
Oh, are basically you guys a 301?
Whore yourself?
301D? Are you non-profit?
No.
You're just not profitable at all.
Yeah, we're not profitable.
We aren't even asking for money.
We're like the hookers on the street. You barely can make it.
Well, yeah, we really just recorded what we just did and then hit publish. That's what we're doing. What's even crazier is that people listen to us every week.
Yeah, I've heard world renowned.
Apparently, dude.
internationally known.
Yeah.
You guys are international men of mystery, is what you
My Australian buddy, he actually sends me a picture every couple of weeks of him. I'm about to listen to the show and sends me a picture of like a beer in his hand. I was like, that's really cool, you know? But apparently Australians love watching American politics. It's like daytime TV for them.
Okay.
You need to get him on and talk about gun control.
Oh, we spoke about that actually last time he was on.
Yeah, the whole show was about Australian.
We actually did an extra show because of it. Well, we had a whole show set up. And then we got this guy on to tell us what was going on in Australia.
He told us, do not let go of the Second Amendment. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, do not let, whatever like, happens, do not let go of your Second Amendment. Whatever you do not let go of it.
He used to make a ton of jokes. It was like, oh, you Americans eat guns. You're a bunch of pussies. And now he's like, I wish I still had a rifle and a shotgun, you know?
Wow.
Well, no, they're being arrested for sneezing in elevators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You walk outside without a mask, arrested.
It's very Orwellian.
Uh-huh.
They got this weird thing that, like, you get a message from the government, you have to respond within 20 minutes with a picture of yourself that's geolocated so they know that you're home.
I'll give them a picture of myself.
Oh, yeah.
My dick. Yeah.
Hey, no.
Eyes.
Every chocolate starfish is unique, just like a fingerprint, right?
A little brown-eyed wink.
Exactly. Wink it at him.
Some old man's tongue.
Oh, my God. It's...
And if you want to contact us at the Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com.
We're supposed to do this at the beginning.
We have to do it at the beginning, the middle, of the end. See,
Jeffrey, I need to put this shit in the Google Doc.
Yeah.
We never had this issue. We had diversity hire. Tell me you guys.
So we need like a half Asian somebody or something.
I don't know. Brian, where's your tiki torch? You dark. I cannot see your face. Where's the tiki torch? I need to send you money to Home Depot to buy a tiki torch.
When does Youngkin take office, by the way?
January 15th.
Oh, look out there.
I'm going.
You're going. You're actually going to the inauguration.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Don't go walk into the Capitol.
Are you going to have your tiki torch?
Of course. Diversity. I'm going to have a sign, diversity hire.
Hey, speak with the thickest accent you can.
I don't know how to make it, dude. Like,
trust me. Your accent's thick enough, dude.
Just drinking.
Oh, really? That's what brings it out?
That's what brings yours out.
I was about to talk trash. Like, it does the same thing to me. But I'm also living in Boston, the Boston area again.
Yeah, you eating your R's?
Yeah, the R's are getting real bad. But even in Virginia, they got bad when I was drinking, didn't they?
Yeah.
But they're worse now. Actually, my accent now is worse than it was when I left the area.
Hmm.
Just like the wife, she keeps getting this weird southern drawl that's not from where she grew up. And it comes and goes. And it's funny. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, language centers in the brain are weird. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like my Boston accent got thicker than it was.
Okay.
Thicker than when I left the area.
Say Cool Whip.
Cool Whip?
Okay.
You thought it was going to be Stewie Cool Whip?
Yeah. Well, you hitting your H? Cool Whip.
Boston used to have balls.
How would you say Weeping Willow?
Oh, Weeping Willows live everywhere up here.
Do they really?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Apple trees everywhere. Oh my God, dude. bust out your phone and look up where to go apple picking.